Clayton Pope with Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. Kind of a reversal of fortunes today. We're seeing a lot of firmness in the grain markets, led off of the overnight session, which was pretty firm, particularly Kansas City wheat, and even more so on the opening and just after that this morning. The wheat tour, excuse me, the production tour was over in Kansas. They announced the results last night, and kind of confirming people's fears that there were indeed some pretty significant yield losses there in the hard red winter wheat belt. That being the case, though, we had an early run in the KC wheat up to as much as about 20 higher, backed off to maybe 10 or 12 higher, is currently 15 or 16 better. This, in turn, immediately spilled over to the Chicago wheat, and that, I think, added a lot of firmness to corn and beans as well. So at this point in the day, though, it's a little iffy, I think. We've come back. We're basically in the lower half of the range in the corn and the beans. Chicago wheat and KC wheat are continuing to look pretty impressive, but the corn and beans are looking a little bit iffy at this point. However, I'd have to say the bias is on the upside, given the strength in the wheat and just sort of a general buoyancy to a lot of these tangible asset markets in general as of late. So in spite of the fact that we're looking for a super planting weekend and looking for some really big planted acreage numbers on Monday afternoon's report, something like 70-75% in corn and 20-25% in beans, it doesn't seem to be what the market's in tune with right now, and it looks like some buying on the heels of the wheat strength and, you know, as I said, just sort of the general attractiveness of tangible assets right now seems to be the theme of the day here. This is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities.